I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal people, who are the traditional custodians of the land, and I pay my respects to their elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. Just note, councillors, there's a statement of ethical obligations there, so you're reminded of your oath and your affirmation to the office. I also note the recording of council meetings, and these are for the purpose of minute taking, but they're made available on council's website in the interest of public transparency. I note there's no apologies leave of absence. Is there any declarations of interest by councillors? There being no declarations of any declarations of political donations. Do I have a mover for the confirmation of the minutes? Being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. I note there's no mayoral minutes. General business. I'm just going to call for Tony, one of our residents, Tony Cedar, who's registered to speak. Welcome, Tony. I'll just remind you have 3 minutes. Just come up to that microphone there, Tony. And Tony's from the Kirk building at Shaftesbury Road. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Oh, yes, I'm one of the residents in 77 Shaftesbury Road. And we have had quite a few issues with, because it is an independent living unit and 42 units, and the majority of the units are elderly people. So there's, makes it hard. The approval of the parking restriction on the southern side of 77 Shaftesbury Driveway will reduce the probability of a serious accident occurring during the obstruction of the view travelling north with cars coming down South Shaftesbury Road. You can't see them because they park buses and, you know, a lot of vehicles there, especially SUVs. It's become increasingly obvious that when a vehicle exiting the driveway of 77 Shaftesbury Road, turning north, turning left out of the driveway, if there's a vehicle parked adjacent to the driveway, and there's pictures that I've circulated to Michelle showing that some of the vehicles are parked right on top of the driveway, it means that the vehicle exiting, turning left, has to go onto the wrong side of the road to get around the car. So that makes it very difficult, and also has a very high probability of having a head-on collision with the cars coming up Shaftesbury Road. It is a very busy road, and it's only narrow. It's not very wide. So consequently, the request has been initially for the one for the view on the southern side, and that was approved by the committee. But since then, we've turned around and found that travelling left with the cars parked there again make it very difficult. So I'd like to make a request to the council to say, if possible, could we have parking restrictions on both sides of the driveway so we can get a good view of the cars coming down from the south and a good view without being obstructed by turning left without having to go onto the wrong side of the road. Yeah, so there are 54 residents in there, the majority of whom are over their 70s and 80s and still driving, believe it or not. There's one 97-year-old in there who drives his car, and he's driving this big, massive car. You know it. Anyway, he gets out from there. He's very good. So then we have a letter from the New South Wales Ambulance Authority that states that there were 28 ambulances visiting those units in the past 12 months. So there was a high turnover of ambulances arriving. So that will assist them in being able to load passengers and things like that. So that was another reason. Okay, so finally, I'd like to convey the gratitude of the residents to the council for resolving a couple of other issues that we had. One was the roundabout, roundabout of Belmore Road and Shaftesbury Road. The painting on that was very bad. One car actually hit it, turned up on its side and smashed into two parked cars as well. They also repaired the footpath, and finally they replaced the shelter that was removed when they were doing the roadworks there. So I'd like to pass that on to the council and say thank you very much for that action. Much appreciated. Let's hope we can get this finalised as well. the residents are very adamant about it, let me tell you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
And we've also got a Caroline Owens. She's not online. She's not online. She's not. There's no Carol. She's not here. So she's not on. Oh, okay. All right. So we're now into general business. I'm going to move a procedural motion that we deal with item reports of committees, part 10 and part 11, the confidential item, but we go in that order. So 10, 11. Then we come back to the general business items in part 9 in order. So do I have a seconder for that procedure? It's been moved by, seconded by Councillor Manor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, I declare that carried. So the item we are looking at now, councillors, is RC1/23, which is the only item was the item for Shaftesbury Road, Kirk Apartments. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor. Can I suggest an amendment, Councillor? So as the resident spoke about, it spoke about 8.8 metres on the southern side. Can I suggest we do up to 6 metres either side subject to, so it being approved subject to also getting co-approved by the local traffic committee for that northern part? Can I just ask a question to the general manager, possibly to traffic, before we get a seconder? Is the 8.8 metres proposed on the southern side simply because there was an existing telegraph pole there? So, because the standard is 6 metres usually, isn't it? Is that correct?
I'll ask George to answer around with it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it's usually 6 metres. We've taken advantage of the telegraph pole, but also because there's ambulances that would be stopping there, we've allowed a bit of extra room for loading, not loading. Okay.
So would the recommended professional position through the general manager be that it remain at the 8.8, or would 6 metres be enough on that southern side?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, considering it's for ambulances, I'd suggest it stays at 8.8.
Okay.
On that approach.
All right. And my further question is there an opportunity for up to a 6 metre setback on that northern part of the driveway, considering the tightness of getting in and out, being a high parked area, obviously opposite the entrance to the car park for the RSL as well?
So on the northern side, there is a tree which would restrict us being able to put it in at 6 metres. So I'd suggest if we looked at short of the tree being around 3 or 4 metres, or otherwise you'd be going past the tree, which again would be another about 8 to 9 metres.
So if we set up to 6 metres, subject to further advice and local traffic committee sign off, so obviously for our traffic department to have professional, could that work there where you can then actually go out through the general manager just to get some an opinion on that?
Yes, so we could amend the recommendation here for us to further investigate based on that tree and make the changes.
Okay.
Through consultation with the RMS and okay. The state member's office.
So part one, Councillor, you've moved. Can I suggest we add a part two that Council also approve? Yeah. So before I put a second, that's been moved by Councillor Manor. Can I suggest an amendment before I ask for a second that part two be that Council Traffic Department or the General Manager, the Council approve for the General Manager with our Council's traffic team, subject to the local traffic committee approval, also proceed with a setback on the northern side of the driveway as deemed appropriate by our traffic department. Does that work? Are you happy with that amendment? Do I have a seconder? It's been seconded by Councillor Robinson, I think, put his hand up. Is that right, Councillor?
Yep.
Any speakers, sorry? There being no, any speakers against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Those against? Can I just see that amendment before? Because I can't see it on this screen. We've lost our screens here.
It's run out of power.
This one? Oh, here. Yeah. It's okay. This one's okay, but I can't open it. Sorry, can you just read that, Michelle, for me? Oh, here we go. I've got it. Yes, okay. So all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Thanks, councillors. Thank you, Mr. Cedar, for also being in attendance. Next item now is the Burwood Urban Park Cultural Centre Revised Funding Strategy, which is a confidential item. So we're just going to have to go into a closed session. Do I have a mover for closed session? Been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Put the motion, all those in favour, those against, I declare that carried unanimously. We're going into closed session for the above item, which is 14/23 Burwood Urban Park Arts and Cultural Centre, because the exclusion of the press and public in accordance with Section 10A2 CD of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves information that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage. Any objection?